الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال عز وجل أيضا: بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه. وبعد، Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, on the most precious gift of Iman, the complete, pure, perfect and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, and the honor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to all of us, being the Ummah of Allah's Habib, the most beloved to Allah in His entire creation, our Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now throughout the annals of history, Allah had sent His selected and chosen messengers, Rasuls, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, to the various nations. And one of the means by which Allah Azza wa Jalla had assisted His messengers was by means of miracles, otherwise known as mu'jiza. What is the definition of a mu'jiza? It emanates from the Arabic word i'jaz, which means that which overpowers another, and one that overpowers another. Like we will say, me aajiz ho gaya ho, I have become aajiz, I have become helpless. So when one overpowers another to the extent of making that person completely subjugated, so as far as the Quran Azim is concerned, that is the linguistic definition. As far as mu'jiza's technical definition is concerned, it is defined by the scholars of tafsir as follows: Amrun khariqun lil'adah. It is that matter that goes against the norm of things. Kharijun an hudud al-asbab al-ma'rufah. That is far beyond what is naturally acquired from normal means. Yakhluqu Allahu ala yadi mudda'i an-nubuwah 'inda da'wati an-nubuwah. Which Allah Azza wa Jal, very important to understand that the mu'jiza, it is not the domain and the choice of the Nabi himself. It is Allah's choice to give whichever Anbiya alayhim as-salam, whatever miracles he wishes and desires. So which Allah Ta'ala creates at the hands of a claimant of nubuwah. Once he makes that claim of being a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala displays at his hands miraculous happenings against the norm, against habits. And the purpose of this, shahidan ala sidqih, that it is a testimony from Allah Ta'ala's side on the truthfulness of that being the Nabi and the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Generally, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, messengers of the previous nations, were given numerous miracles, but one general trend was that Allah Azza wa Jal gave those various messengers miracles that overpowered what was the dominant and prided upon practice of the time. In the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the people in Egypt had prided themselves on the practicing of magic, of sorcery. So the expert magicians had been convened to defeat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in a public display. And there, when they had thrown down the strings with hypnoticism and magic, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's staff, when he threw it down in the name of Allah, turned into a huge serpent that devoured and ate all that they had displayed. The magicians themselves realized that this is not magic. It is something far greater. It is divine. It is the help of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, without hesitation, despite their lives being threatened, which Fir'aun did carry out, they went into sajda in unison and all of them accepted Islam. And on the same day of the accepting of Shahada, Fir'aun carried out his threat. They came in the mornings as opponents to Haqq. And by the evening of that day, not only believers, they met the most coveted end of Shahada, of martyrdom. In the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they prided themselves on the practicing of medicine. Allah Ta'ala gave Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, by means of rubbing his hand over people, cure to the blind, their sight was restored, cure from leprosy, other diseases, sometimes even rubbing his hand over a person who had died and coming back alive with the will and the qudra of Allah Ta'ala. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs, with their many weaknesses and shortcomings, they had some outstanding attributes and qualities: bravery, truthfulness, honesty, hospitality. But one thing that they were really experts in was linguistic experts, because they had the best of languages, the language of Arabic. They could compile on the spur of the moment hundreds of couplets of expert Arabic. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst his many other miracles, the greatest miracle of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the miracle of the Quran Azim, that clearly, undoubtedly overpowered them in what they prided themselves on linguistic expertise. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enjoyed many, many mu'jizas, the splitting of the moon, gesturing towards the moon and splitting it, numerous instances where there was no water on journeys, and our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed his Mubarak and beautiful fingers on the ground, and water gushed forth sometimes in springs that flow to this day. Food that was prepared for a handful of people, such as in the house of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, while the trench was being dug, and which his wife had prepared just for Rasulullah SAW and a handful of people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited the entire army. Not only was it sufficient for them, for the household members, immense, over 1,000 had eaten from that food, barakat, blessings, and the miracle of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, animals speaking and complaining to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the ill treatment at the hands of their owners. Many, many other amazing miracles, one of the greatest, second to the Quran Sharif, the amazing journey of Isra and Mi'raj, the journey to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and we were just speaking now about the Shahada and the martyrdom of the magicians in full view of Fir'aun. Last week the Ummah had lost a great, great hero, Al-Shaheed Yahya Al-Sinwar Rahimahullah, the leader of Hamas. His entire life, from the time of his birth, he originated from the city of what is today Ashkelon, that was forcefully taken away by Zionist gangs, was born into the refugee camps in Gaza, and from those very early days he knew that life is a complete journey of sacrifice for the cause, essentially of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, of jihad for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And he had risen through the ranks with his sincerity, his dedication, and uncompromising steadfastness in the most difficult of times. He was imprisoned in horrendous conditions in the Zionist jails for almost 23 years, a great part of which he had spent in solitary confinement. It is where he was exposed to Sheikh Ahmad Yasin and got into his closest circle, rahimahumallah, the spiritual leader of the jihad. And he has written a book while in captivity. Amazing, amazing sacrifices. This is a topic on its own in the history of Islam. Great compilations that were done in incarceration, in imprisonment in our own country. To one guru, Qadi Abdullah bin Abdus Salam, from the year 1780 to 1793, by the Dutch colonialists, because he was fighting a jihad of independence in his home country of Indonesia, was brought as a political prisoner 13 long years in the very famous Robben Island. From 1780 to 1793, he compiled at least one, and some of his descendants have mentioned to me, 5 copies of the Quran Sharif, written from memory at a time when Islam was still banned. He compiled a book in Fiqh and Aqaid on the injunctions of Islam and Iman that became a handbook of Maktab when he was freed, and fought for the unbanning of Islam. So Yahya Sinwar wrote the book, Ash-Shawq wal-Qaranfil, The Thorn and the Flower, or The Thorn and the Rose. And in there, amazing, some of his words, and his words also of his wasiyah, where he has said in his wasiyah, his parting advices, It has been recently also translated into English. I have seen in some of the groups where he said, remain unflinchingly committed and faithful to the blood of the martyrs who have started off on this path of non-submission, a path that is filled with many, many thorns, but ultimately leads to the greatest freedom. Many, he himself had mentioned to his mother that in jail he had seen a dream where he's in a position where he kills many of the enemies of Islam, meets his martyrdom, and is welcomed into Jannah with both arms by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And amazing, in his last moments, when his arm was almost cut off, and the drone was approaching him, with the only power and strength he had, with the other hand, a small piece of wood that he flung towards the drone, in other words, engaging in the noble action of jihad, up to his dying moment, as many Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in did. Hadrat Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, the holder of the flag of the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud, when his one hand is cut, he holds the flag with the other. When that is cut, then with the broken stubs of both arms, he holds on to the flag until he meets his coveted end of shahada and martyrdom. So this is one of the most noble forms of death, to die as a shaheed, to die without the humiliation of compromise and submission. May Allah fill his qabr with nur. And in his death alone, he has inspired generations to come in this noble amal of jihad. So returning to the miracle of the Quran Azim, it is a miracle from many, many different angles. Linguistic choice of words. One example, the Arabs in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said they were linguistic experts. Just for the word of death, they had more than 24 different words, but all of them denoted that death is finality, the end of it, nothing to come after that. The Quran Azim comes with the word yatawaffakum, which means your soul is taken out. It is not the end of it. There is the life of the qabr, there is the life of the hereafter. In one word, this entire important aqidah is summarized. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim lays out the challenge when they had accused Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of fabricating, that then come on, you yourselves are linguistic experts. At one time Allah says, all men and jinn get together and try and bring a Quran like this, they will never be able to do so. It comes down where Allah says that fine, try and bring only 10 surahs that equate to 10 surahs of the Quran Sharif. And then it comes down all the way where Allah says, if you are in doubt, then bring just one surah, only one surah that is similar to a surah of the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah, the amazing miracle in this on its own. Those who had made dismal attempts, Musaylamah al-Kadhab was a false claimant to Nubuwwah. What they had tried to accumulate, even the enemies of Islam laugh at it as a joke in what they had compiled in comparison to the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says amazingly, they will not be able to do so, and they will never ever be able to do so. 1400 years have gone and the promise of the Quran is alive. They have never been able to do so. The Quran Azim is a miracle in the matter of expression. The angels who had come to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says preceding that, inform my servants that I am abundantly forgiving and extremely merciful, but also my punishment is excruciating, it is painful. They came for two purposes, a glad tidings, but also a warning. Glad tidings of the birth of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam to come later on, but also brought the news of the punishment and the destruction of the nation towards whom Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's nephew Lut alayhi salam had been sent for disbelief, for the first nation to initiate homosexuality. So words, matter of expression. The Quran Azim has mentioned historical incidents that impossible that anybody in Makkah Mukarramah, and that is why Allah Ta'ala had kept Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam al-Ummi, the unlettered one, unable to read and write, so the accusation could not be leveled. He may have read it in some books. Such information about past historical incidents, the famous incident, the revelation of Surah Al-Kahf, when the Jewish rabbis told them to test Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's truthfulness about certain questions, that definitely nobody knew about those historical incidents. Ashabul Kahf, Dhul Qarnain, etc. Suratul Kahf is living testimony to the greatness of the miracle of the Quran Azim. So many theories, scientific, geographical, oceanology, that the Quran has mentioned at that time that has never ever been disproven. The kuffar of Makkah found it impossible and taunted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how will Allah bring back all these bones back to life? The Quran Azim says, let alone bones, we will resurrect and bring them back to the detail of even the fingertips. Only 100 years or so ago, 1884 was the first time that fingerprints are used as a definite form of identification, that every person has is different from others. The atom, not very long ago, was considered impossible to be broken. And one of the words, dharra, which means particle and also atom, Allah speaks about something smaller than the atom. And then it was discovered that the atom can be broken, protons and neutrons, which essentially are being used for the atom bomb, the hydrogen bomb. May Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah. But clear, where the Quran says that there is nothing smaller than an atom or bigger than an atom, said this 1400 years ago. About incidents to happen in the future, many, many promises of Allah Ta'ala, many ayat of the Quran prophesized the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah long, long before. In fact, when Muslims were being persecuted mercilessly as a weak power in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala foretold the destruction of the Quraysh, and so many of the leaders, according to that prophecy, perished on the battle of Badr. Similarly, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was migrating away from Makkah Mukarramah on that night, extreme sadness and sorrow, already there at the place called Juhfa, Allah revealed the verse saying that that being who has revealed to you and made farad the Quran will definitely return you to your place of origin. Subhanallah, 8 years later, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. One amazing miracle of the Quran Sharif in mentioning incidents of the future, I'll just summarize it very briefly. While the Muslims were being persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah, two superpowers, the Romans or Byzantines and the Persians, the Romans were defeated in a huge battle in the lands closest to Arabia by the Persians. The Meccans, who were idol worshippers, and the Persians, fire worshippers, taunted the Muslims that the people of the book have been defeated. Not to say Christianity by then was changed, was altered. The Quran Azim gives a prophecy that in a number of years, the word it uses, fi bid'i sinin, in a number of years, bid'ah in Arabic denotes a number between 3 and 9. It will turn, the tables will turn, where the Romans will defeat the Persians. And it so happened, and Allah says, when that news comes, the Muslims will be elated and happy. Subhanallah, 7 years later, the Romans defeated the Persians in their lands, in the cities of Madain, pushing them far back. And the news reached when, on the day of the Battle of Badr, when Allah had said, the Muslims will be happy. And this definitely came to pass. So let us love this Quran Azim. Let us have strong connection with it. Let us recite it, believe in it, practice upon it. Live the Quran Azim, contemplate its meanings from the authentic sources, apply its lessons into our lives. Those, another great miracle of the Quran Azim, that inshallah tomorrow evening we have an example of, the completion of Hifz of Quran Sharif. Now Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim has promised, it is we who have revealed this great Nasiha, and we will definitely guard it. 1400 years have gone, the enemies of Islam have made numerous attempts to destroy the Quran, burning hundreds of copies of Quran Sharifs, but this miracle is alive, the promise of Allah is alive in it, that we will definitely guard it and protect it. And one of the amazing features of it, its memorization, unlike any previous book revealed by Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow night, after Maghrib, we have completion of Hifz of Quran Sharif. 8 youngsters from our community, from our masjid, will be completing, inshallah. Our seniors, not only of our country, of the Ummah, will be present. The du'as, the advices will be extremely valuable. Du'as are accepted at that time. Let us, inshallah, take the maximum benefit. A reminder once again, let us donate as generously as possible towards the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. We see the completion of Hifz of Quran Sharif by contributing. This is the place where it takes place. Inshallah, we will have a share in whatever good emanates from it. Let us open up and donate as generously as possible, inshallah. So the program tomorrow night between Maghrib and Isha, as well as supper being served after Isha, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن قد أتاحنا الله نعمة عظيمة في شكل القرآن العظيم وهي أعظم معجزة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل للأنبياء أجمعين كلهم شهد الله عز وجل بعظمة القرآن قائلا فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون وقد تكلف الله بنفسه حفظ القرآن العظيم عن التغيير والتبديل قائلا وهي حياة إلى الآن إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون لذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم خاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير وتركستان والبرما والسودان اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us once we are standing in the saf ensure that we stand as close as possible our shoulders touching each other tightly so that when salah commences, there are no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. One of the assured means of unity in the ummah is to leave no gaps between ourselves in salah and ensure that the heels are in a straight line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى يعتدل تقارب تراص الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله كالسلام كالسلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين